This thing I've read a couple of times about you having the nuts and espressos before a game. Yeah. That's what you tell us about that. That's
that's my pre-match before
nuts and which nuts.
Many cashews, anything, just a handful of nuts.
A Brazil nut would be rather heavy, I think, before a game, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what I don't like, being heavy before a game. I don't like to eat too much before a game.
See, that makes sense, though, because you hear all these stories about pasta. If you have pasta, all you want to do is have a lie down, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know the diet is important, but I don't think it's as important as the payroll suggests. But tell us how you hit upon this diet of nuts and espresso coffee before a game.
I don't know. It was just something I just wanted to like, just something very light, and I like my coffees. I have to have 3 or 4 coffees in the morning anyway to get going.
Yeah.
But I like
my
espressos.
Where do you get them from? Do you have someone who says, could you go get me an espresso?
No, when you'll meet for players, like a pre-match meal.
Oh, okay.
Or you go down for breakfast or whatever, whether you're in the hotel or whether you're at the stadium having the pre-match. And there's, I mean, a lot of players are into the coffee these days. There's coffee machines all over football clubs.
Listen to this. I mean, I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong.
We've all got our own Nespresso machines and different machines, you know, all the players.
It wasn't just once. It's something you found works for you.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's your own individual things. Every player's different. You know, everyone has their own pre-match ritual the day
of
the
game. I'm always disappointed when I say to players, you know, what do you do before a game? And they've got no kind of superstitions and stuff. I know you do, and I think that's a healthy thing. Yours is the left-hand side, isn't it?
Yeah, you have done your research, yeah. It's not...
No, somebody did my research.
I did it for you, told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just... I mean, even now, even everyday life, it's just something I do. I dress left first. I don't know why. It's just habit.
It's just boots and socks, I take it.
Boots, socks, glove.
Do you put your left leg through your...
Yep.
Do you the shorts?
Left leg through the shorts first, left arm in the shirt. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, and how did this get going? Was there a particular game when you thought that's what it was?
No, I didn't even realise I was doing it, and I'm still now. It's just do it by habit. It's not something I do on purpose.
But it's not just players. I mean, supporters is worse.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Because if, as I say, you said before, if you're in a game that's 1-1 and you'll remember how you were sitting the other game, that's because you're sitting there. You come and sit here. That's how we did it last time. And they're absolutely the worst for it, supporters. So, and to this day, do you still do the left-hand side thing?
Yeah, still do, subconsciously. But, I mean, the least superstitions you can have, the better, because your mind needs to be clear. I mean, you see so many footballers who drive the same way, or they have to wear the same things, or I wore this last week, so I've got to wear that again. And, you know, some players literally it gets silly with some of them, because some of them start on the Friday and they have to do it the day before. They have
really?
To do, they have to have that to eat after training. They have to drive that particular way home. If the road's closed, well, they're in the right mess.
I think most people they have a bit of that. If your job is that kind of dependent on, you know, an event, I think that's not uncommon. But players, despite the psychology and all that, with Paul McVeigh and Gassin who do all of that, they still will think, I know why we got beat. It's because I went round the high street instead of coming around by the B road round
Have
the
you
back.
Had managers who've been like that as well?
Oh, Martin Yon was the worst at Tottenham. Yeah, he was so superstitious. So superstitious.
Who was this?
Martin Yon.
Oh, Martin
Yon. Yeah.
Now, of course, you were there when everyone was coming and going. Was coming and going. When a manager gets sacked from the club, who tells you? How do you find out?
The news, you guys.
No, you're joking.
No, we don't. We get no special treatment.
I mean, I thought the club might ring up and say, look, this story's going to break in an hour's time. They don't give you all of that?
No,
no?
Not at all. No. No, I mean, when I was at Blackburn and Sam got the sack, and that came as a complete... Sam Allardyce got the sack, he came as a complete shock. I remember sat at home watching it on Sky Sports News, just watching the breaking news coming up at the bottom, thinking, wow, and we've been training that day.
No,
absolutely no rumblings, no nothing.
And do they always come in and say goodbye?
No, not always. In fact, very few
time.
Do. Very few.
Time, aren't they? Bums rush, it just about covers it.